Are you always this pathetic? Yeah, I'm talking to you. Who else am I looking at, huh? Sitting at your own table, all by yourself. I mean, it's not like I can be talking to anyone else. No, I didn't just come here to make fun of you. Although, I will. But I came here because you look pathetic and, well, I'm gonna sit with you. Ulterior motive. What? Can't I just innocently want to bully you a little bit? Like, what's wrong with that? I shouldn't bully people. Oh no, I didn't know that. God, you little loser. Shut up and move over. Yeah, I know, I could just sit in any of these other chairs, but well, I wouldn't be a very good bully if I didn't make you move anyway. God, you are pathetic. Good boy. Okay, well, I may have lied about the no ulterior motive thing. My little homework boy moved schools, so, yeah, I'm not gonna start doing it, so you're gonna be my homework boy from now on. You're not. God, you fucking dork. You misunderstand. That was not a question. That was me telling you. In fact, we can start right now. Give me your homework. I know you have it in your bag. Now give it to me. Look, either you give me my homework, or I wedgie you so hard you'll never be able to have babies. Well, I mean, either way, you're not gonna have babies, but... Hand it over. No, I don't want the answers. I want homework done for me. You're not my answers boy. You're my homework boy. Now, hand over your homework. What are you supposed to hand in? I don't care. That's not my problem. Now, do you want me to start wedgying you? Or are you gonna hand it over? About damn time. Good boy. I'm hungry. Give me your lunch money. Oh, didn't I tell you? The position of homework boy is really more of a all-encompassing servant role. So you're gonna do my homework, carry my stuff around for me, pay for my lunch, and, if I ask you to be my little footstool, you'll get on your knees and do it. And I don't want to hear any lip, understand? You start mouthing off and I'll have to punish you. Good boy. Alright, now hand over your lunch money. Actually, keep it. I think it's time for your first task. And go buy me my lunch. good boy. There's my little servant boy. Took you long enough. It's okay. Have a seat. No. In my lap. Well, it's either that or sitting on the ground, so take your pick, I guess. Yeah, there you go. You know what? Since I'm feeling so gracious and, I had an earlier lunch, I think I'll let you eat my food. If you ask very nicely. Yes. Yes, you can have some of my food. Good boy. Although next time you will have to bring your own lunch money. Well, I suppose I could feed you scraps if you beg under the table like a good little puppy. but something tells me you seem to prefer my lap. Yeah, I'm sure you prefer my lap for completely non-pathetic reasons. Just eat your food, dork. You're gonna need all the energy you can get to carry my books around and be my little footstool. You're not a very, observant person, are you? I mean, you've seen me around before, yeah? Well, don't you remember, short little dork following around behind me, carrying my stuff? Yeah, I figured. Well, most people aren't as dumb as you, I guess, and, well, why do you think so many people are staring at you? A social reject loser like you might think that they're all staring because it's a boy sitting in another boy's lap. How scandalous. But they know. They know about my little homework boy's system. They've seen him walking around behind me, carrying all my stuff. Being my footstool, maybe. And sitting in my lap like a good little boy. And I, think it's a bit of an open secret that I sometimes pull my homework boys into empty classrooms or closets or bathroom stalls and relieve some stress into them. So what I'm saying is, everyone looking at you right now, everyone peeking little glances at you, they know you're a subby little bottom boy. That you like being bullied. And that you're my toy. Too embarrassed to even deny it, huh? God. Pathetic little subby boys like you are so adorable. God, you are so pathetic. I knew when I saw you that you would make a perfect little homework boy. You know, when, like, people stumble and accidentally call their teacher mom? Yeah, it seemed like you were the type to accidentally call your teacher daddy. Oh my. Squirming in my lap like that. Tell you what, from now on, you'll call me daddy. Oh my. You keep squirming like this and may have to relieve some stress. Turn around. Yeah, good boy. Now, give me a kiss. Your first kiss. God, that, you are so fucking pathetic. God, you're such an easy target to bully. Whatever, loser. Just pucker up. You know, as far as first kisses with dorks go, that was pretty good. I'll let you keep moving around like that. You trying to find out if those rumors about stress relief were true, huh? You know, if you follow me into the bathroom, everyone's gonna think you're getting stuffed. Although, you probably like that, don't you? You pathetic little boy. Oh my. And you keep squirming in my lap, too. You want everyone here to know that you're a pathetic little loser, huh? All right. That's it. Get up. Follow me. All right, dork. On your knees. Good boy. Like being on that dirty floor looking up at me, huh? God, subs are just so pathetic. You know, for a nerd, you're pretty fucking stupid. You're just gonna look up at me like that, or are you gonna, you know, get to sucking? There you go. Good boy. You probably felt me getting hard when you were sitting in my lap, huh? God, you're such a fucking little bottom bitch. Well, you're just gonna stare at it, huh? Alright, fine, I'll fucking pull your head on it then. Yeah. Fuck. Okay, well, do you need me to keep fucking forcing your head on it? Or are you gonna suck me, huh? Alright, suck me then. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there you go, up and down. God, take it deeper. I said take it deeper. Yeah, there you go. All the way to the base. God, I like making you gag on it. Oh, fuck. It feels so fucking good. Fuck. Make sure you use lots of fucking spit. Get it nice and slobbery, because it's going in your ass in a bit. Fuck yeah. Alright. Spit on it. Yeah, get it nice and wet. And get up. Bend over the toilet. Pull down your pants, homework boy. Good boy. God damn. Look at this beautiful boy pussy. Think you're nice and lube now. God damn. My fingers go on you so easily. Let me guess, you put stuff in your butt constantly, huh? God, I fucking knew I was right about you. Don't know how right, though. Such a fucking loser. You like daddy's fingers in your ass, huh? Speak up. Of course you do, you little whore. Good boy. Such a little dork that you stuff your butt every night. God damn. Hey, don't move. I know someone's coming, but I didn't say you could move. Just take it like a good little whore. Oh my god. I know, he's in the stall next to us. Well, you think people don't know you're getting your guts rearranged in here? They saw you sitting in my lap. They saw you follow me in here. They know you're a subby little bottom boy.
Oh, hey Baz. I didn't know you were in here.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you didn't see me, Snaps. You see what I mean about subby little bottom boys being so fucking obvious? He's pretty much just begging to get his cute, tight little ass railed.
No, I just had to use the bathroom.
Well, whatever, loser. You ready to lose your virginity in the school bathroom, you pathetic little toy? Here we go. Fuck yes. God fucking damn, you got a nice fucking hole. Holy shit, make sure to moan nice and loud. Oh, God. Yet another example of how great of a fucking daddy I am. Taking pity on these pathetic fucking bottoms. You listening, Snaps, huh? Gonna bust a fucking load to this, huh? You little whore. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. God. You're loving this, aren't you, you fucking whore? You love being a pathetic little toy for me to use. You like it that they know. That they all fucking know. That Snaps here is touching himself. Listening to your fucking boy pussy get fucking destroyed. Oh, God, yeah. Good fucking toy. God damn. You're really getting used to your position quick, huh? You're just a fucking natural taking orders and taking cock. Fuck yes. Oh God. Just to be clear, you're also on call for booty calls after school. Although I'm sure you don't mind. Fuck. Let me grab your cute little neck. Fuck. You like it when I squeeze it, huh? Oh, is it getting a little hard to breathe, huh? God, I should get you a collar. A little tag on it with my name. You'd love that, wouldn't you? Tie it nice and tight. So it's always just a little hard to breathe. God, you are such a good fucking toy. Oh, God. Fuck. I'm gonna be using this tight little fucking ass every single fucking day. Probably more. Shit. Good boy. Fuck, you are so pathetic. Fuck. Oh, I should record this and send it to everyone I fucking know. God. There wouldn't be shit you could do about it either. Just a little fucking toy to me. Yeah. God, you'd fucking love that too, I'm sure. Maybe you wouldn't admit it. But it'd turn you on. Then you're nothing but a fucking sex toy. Good boy. Oh, God damn, I love the slutty little noises your butt makes. Oh, fuck. You like that plapping sound? That squishy little fucking hole. Oh my God. Oh my God, yeah. Good fucking toy. Oh my fucking God. Ah, this amazing ass. Oh, it's getting me close. Push back on me. Push back against it. Yeah, there you go. Hey, Snaps. You gonna come with us, huh? Gonna spurt your pathetic little load on the ground.
I don't know what you're talking about.
God, whatever, loser. Oh, God, I'm so fucking close. You're gonna come with me. You understand, dork? You're gonna fucking spurt. Oh, God. You're gonna fucking come so hard. Fuck, I'm close. I'm gonna fuck. Take it. Yeah. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Good fucking boy. there were more time, I'd make you lick all the sweat off my body, but, you gotta carry my shit, so let's go. Hope you had fun, Snaps. Come on, Dork. Let's get out of here.